there. This is me, Natty Bumper Car, checking in to say to you,
Hi there.
Oh, hello there.
Hey, it's my little cartoon friend.
I suppose.
With the heart and the crown?
Well, I'm not sure.
That's you.
That's me.
Yeah, so, hey everybody, it's me, Natty Bumper Car, the real world comedian that you hang out with, that you love, your best pal in the whole wide world. And
it's also it's me, Natty Bumper Car, little, as you call me, heart with a crown, king of the elephants, the artful otter, the doer of stuff, and the maker of things.
But you don't, those superlatives, those aren't all just for you. I think that some of those are mine too.
I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, like the doer of stuff and the maker of things. I think that might be me.
Oh,
or maybe both of us.
Okay.
It gets a little confusing.
Well, I don't think anybody really cares. So anyway, Natty, I'm here to talk about...
What are you here to talk about?
Spring.
Oh,
and how
cool.
Spring is finally sprung. And here we are, and it's time to have some fun.
Okay, well, I just want to interject real quick, because this is, I think, the first time that you and I have talked on the podcast. So this is a momentous occasion, episode 323. Mark it in your calendars, mark it in your books. Put it in your dream journal, because this is a big moment in Bumper Podcast history. Have you even been on the Bumper Podcast?
Well, I'm not entirely sure, but if I were on the Bumper Podcast, it's been a mighty long time. Back to, can I talk about...
What, do you want to talk about spring? Spring?
Yes, spring.
Yeah, of course. I just wanted to mention, because, you know, it's sometimes hard to stay on topic and focused here on the Bumper Podcast. There's a lot of stuff going on. That, for me...
Well, I just wanted to tell my thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you talk about it, too,
okay.
I swear. But
right.
I just wanted to... Can I interject
well,
this for...
Yes, but I would like to finish...
Thank you.
Okay.
Spring for me is allergy season. My kid used to call it... It was very funny. He would call it allergesus. Dad, I've got the allergesus. And he would wake up, and his little face would be puffy, and his eyes would be watery, and he'd be snuffling and sniffling and sneezing. And man, this year, it's like being hit with a pollen hammer. A hammer full of pollen. My nose is gunked. My throat is junked. My eyes are sore. Can I say more?
It's a wonderful rhyme, but I was hoping that I could talk about the beauty of spring and the blossoming of the flowers and baby birds.
Baby birds. I have an amazing story to tell about baby birds. You reminded me.
Okay, you know what? You go ahead and talk.
Okay.
It's your show. I'll be back another time.
Okay, well, thanks for stopping by to visit. It was so cool to see you, little heart guy with a crown. Some people think you look like a strawberry, but I know you're a heart. Anyway, this morning, out on our fence, there was a hawk, and he was standing on the fence, and he was, he looked kind of disheveled, and we were like, is there something wrong with a hawk? Why is there a hawk on our fence? What is he doing? And then all these blue jays were standing around him on trees, and they were yelling at him. They were like, hey, hawk! Hey, hawk! Hey, hawk! And then they would dive, they would hit him. They would dive down from the trees, and they would hit him in the head, and the hawk would just kind of look at him. But he didn't do anything. It was actually she. She didn't do anything. It was a red-tailed hawk. And so I didn't know what to do, and I let him sit there for like a half an hour, and then I finally called the police. Because I didn't know what to, I didn't call 911 because it was not an emergency. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your public service announcement for the day. If you need your police for something, if you have a question, do not call 911 because that is the emergency line, and that will tie up their systems. Instead, find the phone number for just the police desk. You can Google it, whatever, but have that number handy for situations such as this. So I called the police desk, and he was like, okay, we'll be right over. And so he comes over, and it was me and this dude, and we were just looking at the hawk, and we were like, he keeps walking closer and closer, and I was just like, I don't know if it should be that close to the hawk, because it's a hawk, like a big, probably, I'm going to say, 1.5 feet, almost 2 feet tall hawk. Giant hawk, giant bird, a raptor, basically a dinosaur with wings and feathers, which I think they might have had. I don't know. But I said to him, I was just like, you understand that if that bird wanted to get us, it would be on us before we could even move. And he's like, you know, that's a good point. And he's like, we should back away. And we did. And the animal control people called, and evidently, the mama hawk, sometimes she put herself over in this fence where she could be a distraction to the Blue Jays, so to take them away from her nest is what the wildlife protection person said. So she was like giving up her own little body so that on Mother's Day, this is a Mother's Day hawk story. Happy Mother's Day to all of ye, all of yens, all of y'all. So 4 or 5 minutes later, her wings went out and whoosh, she exploded past us. It was magnificent. It was so cool to see this hawk. And it's funny because he was in our backyard and I was making weird jokes because that's what I do when I'm nervous. And he goes, look, you got two deer over there and you got this hawk over here. And I was like, yeah, and there's a fox that lives in that bush and then there's a bunny that lives in my backyard. And he was just like, that was it. I was like, we're like a zoo. And he was just like, all right, enough of this. So hawk story, phenomenal, really cool. Here's my other public service announcement for the day. I was in line at a grocery store. I was at the checkout, the register, and they said, well, do you have a card? Do you have a...
I figured I would check.
No, I went to another store.
Can I do my thing now? Or
not related.
Okay.
Not the spring.
Okay. I'm just... You know what? We're going to try this another day.
Yeah, I don't know why you even bother to come in here. If you don't schedule the time... He's going to talk
over... I'm not going to talk over you.
See what I'm saying?
Come on.
He's going to talk over every single thing you try to do. That's what he does. He's like, oh, it's the Bumper Podcast.
But I'm Natty Bumper Guard, too.
I understand you're Natty Bumper Guard, too. It's weird.
I don't understand.
The whole thing is confusing. It's all messed up. But just, you got to go with it, schedule a time, and then you can do your own show
with
me if you want.
Oh.
Me, Aloysius J-Pig.
Yeah.
And let's go get a sea sprilla.
I'm more of a root beer kind of guy, but sure, I'd love to go get toasty, tasty beverage with you.
Toasty
all right,
and tasty?
I'm checking out, then.
Oh, I guess you toast. Toast cheers like that. So anyway, thanks, guys. I was in the grocery store in line. And the girl said, do you have a card, like a store card? And I was like, of course I do, because I love saving cash. And so she asked for the number, and it was 404. That's the first three numbers of my phone number, 404. Now you can find me. And she was like, 404, where's that? And I was like, Atlanta. She was like, Atlanta, I love Georgia. And I was like, why? Why would you love Georgia? That's so far away. You're in New Jersey. And she was just like, oh, I want to go to school there. And I was like, all right, where do you want to go to school? And she's like, down in Savannah. Now, Savannah is a cool part of Georgia. It's down in the south. It's there's the Savannah River. It's right near the coast. It's a nice old town. And I was like, oh, no, where do you want to go to school? Because I had an inkling. She said SCAD. Now, SCAD, Savannah College of Art and Design. You may not know this about me, but I went to art school. I think I've talked to you about it before. And I was just like, oh, art school. All right. What do you want to go to art school for? And she was like, oh, I want to go for, I don't know. I don't even know yet. I don't know what I want to do. Maybe I'm going to do some sculpture. Who knows? And I was just like, oh, no. Warning signs, like bells going off, like flags, flares. Because here's the thing. And I was just like, listen. That's great. You want to be an artist. That's cool that you want to be an artist. I was like, I went to art school too. I have a bachelor's in art in painting. I have a master's in art in painting. I was like, but here's the thing. You have dreams. And this girl is just kind of staring at me at this point, like intently staring, like I had a captive audience. I said, you have dreams. And you, Bumper Podcast people, I'm assuming you have dreams too. And I said, listen, dreams are amazing. You're young. You gotta have dreams. That's what gets you through the day. That's what picks you up when you're down, and that's what you work for your entire life, your dreams. So dreams are important, and you should have dreams. However, I threw in a very important however. I got very adult on her. I said, however, while dreams are important, I want you to be as pragmatic about getting to those dreams as you can. And she's like, what does pragmatic mean? And I was like, aha, good. Pragmatic means think it through. Be logical. Make sure that what your dreams are don't wreck the rest of your life. Now, what does that mean? I went to art school, and I explained this to her, and I said, listen. And she told, well, real quick, it was going to be $60,000 a year to go to this school. $60,000 a year to go to a school where she's not entirely sure what she wants to do. Where she's not entirely sure if she wants to maybe be some sculpture, which is cool. It's awesome. If you have $240,000 roughly laying around to go to school, do it. Do it. Me, I wasn't in that situation, and I had to take on a lot of student debt, a lot of student loans. And I wish that someone in a grocery store line had said to me, hey, maybe you should think about this before you do it. Here's how it can affect you. And so what I said to her is, I've got this kid here, right? She's like, yeah, I see him. And I was just like, I'm going to be paying for my school probably for the rest of my life. I'm going to be paying for my school well beyond the time that he starts school. And she was just like, blink, 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 blink. And I was like, yes, start blinking, because I could tell by blinking that she was taking some of this in. And it's an important lesson. And I said, I wish that someone had told me this when I was growing up. That maybe you don't have to go get a master's in painting. Maybe that's not going to help you out. If you want to move to New York City, which I did, maybe just move to New York City, right? Maybe don't hitch your horse up to a bar where they're going to extort you for all the money in the world so that professors maybe won't even show up. And if they do, they're like, why are you even here? And I'm like, you let me in the school, brah. Anyway, I wish that someone would have said, let's think this through, kiddo. Let's think how this is going to affect the rest of your life. Because I didn't really have a lot of that growing up. And if I could be the voice of reason for this one random person, even just to make her blink, 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 then that's great. That day, I was like that mama hawk. I was trying to protect her nest, right? And the birds were coming in.